Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
There isn't a person who does not desire a good life. But what is a good life? Unquestionably, it is a life in which there is no shortage of happiness, fulfilled dreams and imaginations. It is a life that is meaningful to us and to others. It is a life that conveys a feeling of peace and harmony to a person. But why is such a life mostly just an object of unfulfilled desire? Why does this kind of life seem too distant and somewhat unrealistic to us? I remember my father sharing a story from his seminary years. He and his seminary buddies went on a little adventure outside of Slovakia to sightseeing. And they were passing through a large city. None of them had been there in that city before, but they knew that there is a beautiful new church in that city. And they wanted to visit the church, but they didn't know where the church was located. Assuming that the church would not definitely be somewhere in the city center, they turned to side street and walked in circles around the city. They found nothing anywhere. Even when they asked, no, they had no luck. Either they came across another visitors or unbelievers who just didn't care. So they walked through the city for about 45 minutes and nothing. And in the end, they decided to continue on their way to visit another city. They returned to the city center and then went on, out onto the main road again. After a very short time, they were already passing some kind of a suburb. And suddenly, when they passed a small park, which was hidden by trees, the church that they were looking for appeared right in front of them. There was no need for them to wander through the streets, through the side streets. Only if they would only stick with their main route, with the original plan. I mention this because many of us often look for happiness in the side streets and dead ends. This search strains us many times. We waste time and energy, but at the end, we do not find what we are looking for. The fulfillment of our dreams, a nice life, we don't have to look for the side streets. It is only necessary to stick to a main direction that leads to a main goal of our life, which is heaven, paradise. And then along the way, we will find, without even searching, what we desire, what we wish for, what makes us happy, and even the things that we did not even know and think of that are necessary in our life. It is very important for us to return to this main path, main road. The return might be to us unreasonable and even painful, but with God's help, we can achieve anything. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. If we put ourselves fully into God's hands, then the task becomes easy because our Heavenly Father will guide us through the Word, through the Gospel. The Word He has revealed to us in the Gospel shows when and where we need to turn, where we need to add more prayer, add more fasting, or where we need to slow down and relax a little bit. By our obedience to this Word, we enter the main road on which we will find various gifts from God to our life. And it will be a good life. It will be a wonderful life. So let us accept this journey as a guide. The Most Holy Theotokos, who responded in a wonderful way to the revealed Word of God, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say." Glory to Jesus Christ.